And it's 3 to 11 as we've got Rob Nicholson with us to talk track work out at Caulfield this morning. How are you, Rob?
Very well, Nadia. It was a very pleasant morning out there this morning, and some nice horses hopefully going off to Ballarat and also Cranbourne on Friday night, hopefully. And we already know that Observational's headed over to Western Australia for Johnny Sadler.
Exactly. Well, let's talk a little bit about the stable by stable, starting off with Mick Price's horses. What were some of the work that his did this morning?
Yeah, McTeer and Cutlass are both heading towards the Eureka Stockade on Saturday, Nadia, and they both worked 1,000 metres in evens on the steeple grass. McTeer ran home reasonably well the last 400 in a comfortable 25.38, while Cutlass ran home in just a touch slower in 25.46. They both look in pretty good order. McTeer's been running in some pretty strong races recently, and this might be a pretty good race for him. Cutlass is certainly a horse that's got ability, and you'd expect them both to run well. Aside from those two, Nadia, Mick's going to run Netherfield. It's resuming on Friday night at Cranbourne over 1,400 metres. It's a promising staying type, and worked 1,200 metres this morning in even time and worked in company with Savvy Dresser, and they ran home the last 400 in 24.31. So pretty good going. Certainly got a bit of a turn of foot the last 400 this morning, and hopefully will run well on Friday night. He's also got Blast Start winner Mana Kanui, who worked down at the beach, Nadia. Mana Kanui went out and absolutely brained its rivals last start. Noel Callow nearly fell off looking around for any opposition, and if he can repeat that win, I'd expect him to be winning again on his last performance. Vince Albadu will also run Friday night. He worked 1,200 metres going home the last 400 in a pretty good 24.5 on the second lap. So they're the main runners from Mick Price's stable, Nadia. I'd probably go with McTeer as his best chance. And on Friday night at Cranbourne, Netherfield and Mana Kanui would be the two I'd certainly be following there.
Okay, so they're the main ones for Mick Price. What about Robert Smerton? He had a few work this morning.
He did. He's got Tesla going around in the Eureka Stockade, and very good work this morning, Nadia, on the steeple grass. Went 800 metres and was a very impressive 48.25 for the 800. So pretty much a tick over 12.05 every 200 metres is fair going. Got home quite nicely in 23.75, and at that last 400, you'd expect that the horse would probably ease up a little, but hit the line very well and would probably be a very good chance on Saturday. Cedar Grand's been running really well, Nadia. It'll contest, I believe, the handicap over the 2,300 metres at benchmark 78 level. Worked quite nicely over 1,400 metres this morning on the poly track. Ran a time of 122.1 and came home the last 400 in a strong 24.1. Robert was very pleased with the way the horse was going, and look, on its recent form, you'd certainly expect it to run very well against that grade of opposition. He's got new stable acquisition, Sadler's Lake, going around Nadia. It worked just doing some pace works, had a couple of very nice recent trials, and is a new acquisition from the Chris Wallace stable. Has run in some very good races and run quite well before transferring across to Robert, and looks a horse that has a bit of ability. So I'd expect that Sadler's Lake will go well in the 1,200-metre handicap. Just on what I saw this morning, looks a very nice type, so couldn't do too badly there. Grand Dreamer will contest the Ballarat Cup, Nadia, at listed level. Certainly a horse with ability and can run very well when he decides to put his mind on the job. Worked 1,600 metres this morning in evens and looks to be in pretty good order for this race. On Friday night, Robert's going to line up Missino. Did some pace work, and it'll run in the maiden plate. Shakira and Sweet Satin are both nominated to run in the second race currently on the program on Friday night at Cranbourne. They worked together over 600 metres on the steeple grass, Nadia, and they had some very strong work in 36.5 for the 600. Both look in terrific order, and hard to separate the two. While Don't Blush Baby will also run on Friday night, and it just prepared by doing some pace work. So with a cricket theme, Don't Blush Baby might be a nice little aim and bet with the Ashes starting. But aside from that, I think Tesla and Cedar Grand look to be the two best from the Smerton Yard this week.
And what about John Sadler's?
John Sadler, he lines up, obviously, observational, headed across to WA to run in the Group 1 Railway Stakes on Saturday, and all reports are that the horses have gotten across there quite well. We'll have a gallop tomorrow on the course proper at Ascot, likely to go 1,000 metres in evens and just quicken up a little bit the last 400, speaking to John this morning. Fulton Street will run in the Eureka Stockade, over the 1,400 metres, and looked very good this morning. Just had a nice short gallop over 600, keeping him fresh, and just ran 38. Looks a nice type and looks in pretty good order. While Coram will run on Saturday, also at Ballarat, in the benchmark 70 over the 1,100, went around in a comfortable 56.25 for the 800 metres Nadia, and cruised home the last 400 in 25.5. So they look to be the main runners for John. I certainly hope observational runs well over in Perth after all the dramas on the weekend. And I think Fulton Street can certainly be competitive in the Eureka Stockade.
Definitely. What about Aaron Purcell? He's got a few that worked this morning.
Yes, there were a couple that worked outside of Caulfield. One especially was Fel Cool. It's worked at Terang this morning, and speaking to Aaron, said the horse ran very nicely over 800 metres in 52 and a change. I think it wasn't much over 52.2, and really came home nicely the last 400 in 23.5. It's a horse that certainly has ability and is nominated for two races at Ballarat. More than likely running the 1,200 metre handicap, and he's looking in pretty good order according to the stable and should run well on the weekend. Aside from him, Nadia, Siegel Avaka just did some pace work this morning. It'll contest the handicap over 1,600 metres at benchmark 70 level, just going along quite nicely. Of the others, yet to decide whether Dollapini will run on Friday night, Nadia, and Beach Life is also nominated to run on Friday night, believed to be part-owned by one of the Melbourne Storm boys in Will Chambers, and just did some treadmill work this morning, Nadia, and certainly the weather for it at the moment, Beach Life, might be an aim and bet there with all this hot weather. So for mine, Nadia, on all reports, Fel Cool looks to be the pick of the bunch from the Purcell stable this weekend.
Okay, Fabulon for Colin Scott?
Yeah, we'll be accepting with Fabulon in the benchmark 70 over the 1,100. Just hoping that there's a little bit of give in the track. Obviously, with this warm weather, it'll depend on how it is down at Ballarat. Always a couple of degrees cooler, hopefully, and maybe a chance of a bit of rain down there might help. Worked 1,000 metres this morning in a minute 10 and came home the last 400 in 26, just cruised around, and keeping plenty in the tank for Colin on Saturday if it does managed to get the track conditions in a favourable manner for the horse.
And Clinton McDonald has got a few in.
He does. He's got plenty of nominations. Ribeye is nominated for both Ballarat and Sydney. Danuki's nominated to run in Sydney and Adelaide and is likely to head to Adelaide. Good Therapy's nominated to run in Sydney. And he's also got Love Days and Star Fortune nominated for Ballarat and Sydney also, Nadia. So he's got plenty nominated. He's got a runner on Friday night at Cranbourne called Vasori. It worked quite nicely this morning over 1,000 metres in company with stablemate Toorak Beauty. They just went around evens and quickened up the last 400. More maintenance gallop than anything else, just preparing it for Friday night. Ribeye just did some work on the water treadmill, and all reports are that he's going quite nicely. Danuki is going to head to South Australia more than likely and just prepared by working 800 metres in evens for Clinton. Good Therapy will head to Sydney and prepared over 1,000 metres in evens, Nadia. And the work of the morning for his stable came from Love Days and Star Fortune. They worked together over 800 metres on the steeplegrass and ran a pretty good time of 49.88. Home the last 400 in 24.51, and you would expect that Loveday's would be set for a big race third up. It's nominated for both the Mare's Handicap and the Benchmark 70 at 1100. Should be very fit and ready to go. Star Fortune was good also this morning, and they both hit the line quite nicely. Star Fortune likely to run in the Benchmark 84 over the 1400, Nadia.
The other ones there for Clinton McDonald, and Stuart Webb's got Eximius.
Yes, Eximius will be resuming. He worked quite nicely this morning, and it'll contest the handicap over the 1200 metres. Worked 1,000 metres in evens and quickened up the last 400 to run home in 24.5 on the steeple grass going the reverse way. So might be a chance of heading up up north as we get closer to the Magic Millions time or finding something in Sydney. But looked very good going around this morning, and should run well on the weekend when resuming. Seems to have a pretty good record fresh.
And a couple there for Henry Dwyer.
Yeah, Henry's going to line up Sontag. Just did some treadmill work in possibly his last career start. Was a terrific all-the-way win in the Ararat Gold Cup last start. And showed he's still got a little bit of life in those legs now that he's getting a bit older. But it's been touted that this will be his last run. And he's been a terrific horse for Henry and all the connections, having been a Group 1 winner. And probably that sort of put the cat amongst the pigeons in being able to place him for a long time, and also with all the injury issues he's had. Hopefully he can run well. Henry's also got GG's Boom going around on Friday night at Cranbourne. It worked on the steeple grass going the reverse way over 800. Ran 52.63 for the 800 and came home in a pretty good time of 23.57, and might be one to have a look at going around in one of the early maiden races.
Okay, John Maloney with a couple in the noms too.
Yeah, Orient Line going quite nicely, worked 1,000 metres, Nadia, and it'll contest the Benchmark 70, not the Benchmark 70, it'll contest the 1,600 metre Benchmark 70, and looks to be going pretty well, worked 1,000 metres in a minute 9 3/4, and came home quite well the last 425. He's also got a very talented galloper going around when it's on, song called Liberty Song. Was extremely lucky last start, didn't get much chance to get out and get clear, and hopefully with a bit of luck this time in, it'll run a very strong race in the 3 and 4 year old Magic Millions race, and worked quite nicely this morning, just a maintenance gallop more than anything else, and John is very happy with the way that the stable's going. They've also got a runner on Friday night at Cranbourne called Tempt. It should go quite nicely, and just had a quiet morning this morning, Nadia.
So, okay, so who are the main ones we can make some money out of, Rob?
I certainly think that you can go very well with Tesla in the Eureka Stockade. Cedar Grand should run very well. Hoping for a nice run from Love Days and possibly Star Fortune. And I think Netherfield and also the Tempt runner for Johnny Maloney will be very competitive on Friday night, Nadia. So they're probably the best, and hopefully we get a good run out of Observational in Western Australia.
Be great to see. Good on you, Rob. Thank you.
Thanks, Nadia.
Rob Nicholson with his report from Caulfield this morning. It's now 11 past 11.
The home of Victoria's Spring Racing Carnival, RSN 927.